From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, May 17th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Common Council on May 15th unanimously rejected a resolution to increase vehicle booting fees by $40, but approved the increase of fines for parking meter violations by $2. Vehicle owners with three or more outstanding parking tickets for more than 45 days are eligible to have their vehicles booted, according to city code. The owner must pay a $110 fee to have the boot removed. Chief Edward L. Moore said at a council meeting, booting was temporarily suspended more than 2 years ago, but the city has now chosen to pursue the practice again because hundreds of vehicle owners have failed to pay their fines. He said, and I quote, "Some vehicles that parking agents go by owe over $1,000. In some cases, it's close to $2,000, end quote. The vote to change the city code and increase parking meter violations fines from $8 to $10 passed on a vote of 6-3 with 1st Ward Alderman Kamal Johnson and 2nd Ward Alderman Tiffany Garagia and 3rd Ward Alderman Calvin Lewis Jr. voting against the measure. Editors note, Johnson is an active WGXC programmer. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. At an event outside the Capitol on May 16th with more than a dozen Democratic state legislators, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul highlighted accomplishments during her first term and laid out some priorities for the next 4 years. She touted the enactment of the paid family leave and free tuition while setting her sights on criminal justice reforms and increased voting access. The Western New York Democrat is facing a primary challenge from New York City Council member Jemani Williams. Hochul argued that her background, including work in Congress and local government and experience navigating the state's bureaucracies for 4 years, made her a better candidate than Williams. The elected officials at the rally recognized her as a strong advocate for women. Hochul said she would play an active role in the implementation and rollout of sexual harassment policies included in the state budget. And you can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Plans to construct a $2.7 million town office and garage complex in Coxsackie are running on schedule, and a groundbreaking ceremony at the site is scheduled to take place next week. The building at 56 Bailey Street will replace the town's old highway garage and town hall at 16 Reed Street. It will house the town court, administrative offices, and highway department. A $3.25 million bond resolution to finance the project was unanimously approved by the town board in September 2017. Coxsackie Town Supervisor Richard Hans said the new building will last decades and will be fireproof. The groundbreaking ceremony will be held 11 a.m. on Friday, May 25th at the Bailey Street location. State Senator George Armador Jr. is scheduled to attend. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is reporting that the National Weather Service has now confirmed a tornado touchdown May 15th near Saugerties. The path of the tornado began along Route 212 between Woodstock and Saugerties around 2:29 p.m. before moving east through the western and southern parts of Saugerties. It then crossed the Hudson River and ended in Tivoli around 2:35 p.m., a distance of approximately 5 miles. The tornado's top speeds were estimated to be 90 miles an hour. No fatalities or injuries resulted from the windstorm, according to the National Weather Service. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And finally, Carly Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The State Department of Environmental Conservation is drafting new rules to govern activity at Catskill Wild Forest, including Catskill Falls. The proposed regulations would prohibit all fires, including those from charcoal and gas grills and stoves, loud music in Catskill Clove, as well as alcohol in the Catskill Clove and Falls area. Hikers would also be banned from venturing within 6 feet of the falls edge in the summer months to prohibit the use of the falls to slackline. The prohibition would affect winter ice climbers who visit the falls with proper equipment. Forest Ranger Rob Dawson recently told the Huntertown Board the new regulations would include parts of Platte Cove, Catskill Clove, Catskill Falls, and Colgate Lake, but not all the rules will apply to all four regions. The DEC has reported 39 hiking incidents at Catskill Falls since 1998. Many required a rescue team, and 5 of the incidents resulted in death. In addition to the new regulations, Dawson also said his assistant ranger staff would be doubled from 1 ranger to 2 in addition to the regular student conservation associates. He said, and I quote, "With the issues at Catskill, we've determined to have a second ranger at the falls," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a cloudy day for today, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with a temperature high near 77 degrees. For Thursday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 49. Your forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, partly sunny with a high near 65 degrees. Friday night, rain is likely, mainly after midnight. It will be cloudy with a low around 50. And on Saturday, rain with a high near 57 degrees. Saturday night, rain likely and possibly a thunderstorm. It will be cloudy with a low around 54. The sun rose this morning at 5:30 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:12 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 17th day of May 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.